Blog Talk Radio.
Brother,
what's up with you, man?
And you know it's going to be nothing but love tonight. We got that special topic we're going to be talking about. And we also have a special guest. We got Miss Robin Cherry. She's going to be on here in just a second. But before we go there, you know, that subject we'll be talking about could be very hot. So I just want to make sure everybody understand that the chat room is open. If you want to get on that chat room, it's out there. And if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539, because we're going to be talking about relationships in the second segment. So we're going to definitely get on that subject. But everybody wants to know, what's the difference between good pussy and bad pussy? That's what we're going to be talking about this evening. So if you can't handle it, then you better go home or go somewhere else. We've been talking about this evening. So before we go any further, though, we're going to go ahead and see if our guest is here and see if she's ready. Carl, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hey,
how are you doing this evening? Let everybody know who you are.
My name is Rosalind Cherry.
And how are you, Miss Rosalind?
I'm doing okay. Honored to be here. And matter of fact, I'm Rosalind Cherry from Parton from Jersey City. And hello to all the guests. And I'm sending out to you smiles and blessings.
All right. So you are a poet or a spoken word artist. What do you prefer to call yourself?
Well, I can say I could be a mixture of a lot of things. I mainly like to do poetry, but I sing with my poetry. I am an author now. I have my first book out, Music in My Words. I can do many series. I can go from there and try to get into a play. I just like to do a mixture of different things. And my poetry is all different types of poetry, from sadness to happiness, from erotic to just love poems, you know, things that just reach into life situations of what people go through from day-to-day basis.
Well, so before we go any further, let me ask you this, because you sound like you're a serious person now. You know we're Sexy Radio. We do things here where we are relaxed and you can be yourself. And if this is you, then that's fine, but I just want you to know there's no scheduled questions or anything. We're just going to let you do your craft and let you be yourself. Is that all right?
Oh, that's no problem at all. You know, that's the beauty of a radio show where you can be yourself and relax. And, you know, again, you want people to always come back on your show. A lot of people be like, I don't know if I want to call in or should I listen, but just feel like as if you're home and you're chilling with your friends. And I'm very versatile when it comes to that. You know, I'm very humble. I love people. I like conversational pieces. And, you know, just have a nice time. And just sit back and just mellow out. That's me.
Okay, so do you have any special poetry that you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
Well, you know, what started me into poetry was my dad. And he had passed away from cancer when I was 11 years old. So at that time, I had kind of cut down from doing poetry. Like, you know, different events, I think, that would draw us all poets into poetry. Breakups, marriage, love, hate, anger. We can go through a number of things, and the list goes on. And so with me, I go, like I said, from regular poetry, love poetry, and I can also do erotic. But this one, it kind of brings me home, and it's called, you know, Daddy.
All right. So what's the name of the piece? And you want to do it now, or did you want to talk a little bit about your book first?
Okay, well, my book is called Music in My Words, and you're about to see why it's called Music in My Words. And I'm going to do this poem for you, and if anybody might have a question for me, I'm more than happy to answer it. Just let me know when you're ready.
We're ready right now.
Okay, Daddy. How I miss you. I can still see you. See you. I remember your voice. You were too young to leave me, but God had his plans. You guided me and gave me all the love I needed. You picked me up in the end. Those were the best times in my life, and I think of you always. You taught me to overcome my fears, stop my tears. Yes, I'm Daddy's little girl who loves to recite poems to you. I would imagine I was on the stage. one day I'd like to be a poet. Then just like that, cancer the beast, the monster took my daddy away. I cry. I thought that when I heard the key to the door, it must be daddy. It was my family, but I want my daddy. In peace.
So that was poetry?
Yes.
Okay. So what made you decide to sing it instead of just saying it? What is the significance behind doing it that way?
Well, actually, when I do my poetry, I have been known to read my poetry, and I also been known to sing my poetry. So I do actually both. I can incorporate where I'm reading the poetry and still incorporate a song. But the main thing is that I do write poetry. Just that sometimes, just to add something a little different, that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to try something. This was new to me. I just went on a show one night and said, well, I wonder what it would feel like to turn around and sing with the phone. And I had no idea what I was going to do, and I went on and did it. And so off and on, when I go to a lot of shows, that's what I do.
Okay. You got any questions?
You know what it reminded me of? You heard the song My Funny Valentine?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard it several renditions.
Yeah. Right. But there's, you know, the original version didn't have any music really behind it, you know, and that's what the singing reminded me a lot of. You know, like if you're going to do poetry, why not take it to that next step and do songwriting? If you know, that could be something lucrative, because that art is being lost by, you know, what's being played on the airwaves now. You know, so I mean, if you're with the passion that you sing your poetry in, you could just as easily transfer that into something like songwriting. So, have you ever thought of that as an option?
I thought of that, but what a lot of people don't know that is that I'm a disabled woman. I've been to the hospital over 500 times. I had to learn how to walk and talk again. I have diabetes 1 and 2, osteoarthritis. I'm an epileptic, but when you see my picture, you don't see any of that. If you hear my voice like you're hearing it now, you would never think that I have any of the above. And so I'm mainly in the house. I have a homemaker that comes and see me every day, but God had me here for a reason. And so most of the time, even with my writing, I'm in my house. It's not like I go outside or that far.
So, hey, you don't need to go out, sweetie, to write songs. You know, you can always, you know, as far as the internet, you can, you know, actually e-commerce, do things through that point of, you know, through that point of view. Talk to people via online, write songs and put them in the PDF format and ship them off to people to see, you know, who bites. I mean, for someone, you don't have to beat the streets like you did, you know, back in the day in order to get, you know, your message out there.
That's true, but a lot of times when you're thinking about something, because, again, this is my first book, so I'm new to a lot of things. So, like, the information that you have given me, I thank you so much. And so, like,
so
you know,
book,
I'll let you rookie.
Is the book audio, or because you're singing, so is it a book or is it an audio book?
No, no, no. My poetry book, Music and My Words, is a book.
Okay, so is there an audio piece to it? Do you have an audio book as well?
No, I do not.
When a person reads your book, do they have to sing it when they're reading it? Or I'm just going to understand the music part that goes with it.
Well, what I have, like I said, I couldn't hardly hear you, but I have a book that, you know, that I have out, but I do not have an audio. But, you know, again, to do something different on a lot of shows, I do read my poetry as well as I sing my poetry. I go a lot on Blog Talk Radio, the Authors Lounge, Friday Night Splits, Verbal Stimulations. So it's a lot of different shows. So it depends on what's going on that night and what I feel, you know, that, hey, we do something a little different, I'll add the singing. But the book itself is just a book.
Okay. All righty, so, that's interesting. So what do you plan to do with, are you, you said you don't, you're disabled, so you're not going to be going and doing any touring, so are you just going to just continue to just do the shows on the internet and stuff like that, or what do you plan to go for, what is your future?
Oh, well, to be honest with you, I've been, like, trying to go through, you know, doing therapy and to, you know, move about. And do I want to continue to just be in the house? No. I want to be able to get out in the public. My biggest dream is to go to an open mic one night. That would be like a blessing itself, you know, to go there and be on the stage, you know, around the people and, you know, just do poetry.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, you know, and I mainly did this because, you know, a lot of people, they say, well, I'm disabled, and they get this thing where they want to feel sorry. And I was like, no, you don't do that. You sometimes you have to have that will in you that you can go and do this through the pain and all, you know, just have that will to make an accomplishment. So my first accomplishment was the book. So now it's time for me to push even harder to go out, you know what I mean, and get into the public.
Okay, Mike.
Let me see. We got some questions from the audience. We got some callers that might be that may have some questions. I'm going to see if they do. And if you don't, please don't hang up. I'm just going to ask that you have a question. If you don't, just say you don't or do. We're going to start with area code 770. Do you have a question?
No.
Okay, thank you. How about area code 707? Do you have a question? All right.
Hey, click.
Okay, they didn't hang up, but how about area code 949? Do you have a question? Okay, all right. Okay, so we
Wait, hold up. I got a question real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, like, I have a question. And
sure.
With all of these conditions that you have, do you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes?
I have type 1 and 2.
Okay,
I had a
doctor
that was very bad, and when I say bad, I'm not knocking all doctors. I went to him for 5 years, and I was working just like everybody else, and I was doing the 2-3 job thing. And I went to work, and I dropped dead on the floor. When I came through, they said, you had diabetes 780. My mother had died from diabetes prior to, like, you know, 10 years ago. So, you know, sometimes it skips over to the next generation. And I'm walking around, and I'm telling him all the signs. I said, I think I have sugar diabetes. Like, no, you don't have it. Well, unfortunately, when I dropped dead, and this doctor that came into the building who was doing CPR class and brought me back to life, and it was then I was diagnosed that I didn't have diabetes just 1, but diabetes 1 and 2.
Okay, maybe it's just me. I have a degree in medicine. I have never heard of that before. I've heard of people having one or the other, and maybe it's out there, but type 1 diabetes is something that you have as a child. You can't develop a type 2 diabetic, you know, habit after you've already had diabetes. It's like, you know, somebody, you have HIV and somebody giving you AIDS. You know what I'm saying? So that's,
I understand
that was
what
kind
you
of,
were saying, but I didn't have one. I have type 1 and 2. And I'm a rare case. It's the same thing when I have my seizures. I can't tell when I get them. Some people have an aura. They can feel it. I'm a rare case. And
but if you, what I'm saying is if you already had diabetes, as
no,
you
I
know,
never, I did not no, know I had it. That's
yeah,
what I'm
but
trying to put it to you.
What I'm saying is if you've already had diabetes, you cannot get type 2 simply because you've already had it. You know what
no,
I'm saying? It's not a
I,
like
I,
type
no,
2 is
I,
a lifestyle. Type 1 is a gestational. So when you have type 1 diabetes, it's because it's transferred genetically. You are a diabetic, but you can't develop type 2 when you've already had diabetes. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying completely, but I was going to the doctor, okay, and I'm telling him I had all the signs that my mother had, and this particular doctor told me, no, you don't have diabetes at all. It wasn't until when I fell out on the job, they said, you're a walking miracle because your diabetes is at 780. And that's when they
your blood sugar. In the
hospital. Yeah, and then they had to bring me back, and then they put me on the insulin, and they started me with the pills. Okay, so, like, I'm not the doctor. I'm going by what they was telling me when I was in the hospital. That was my reality check when I seen tubes and everything. And I'm like, wow, okay, I'm here. What happened? And they said, did you not know that you had sugar diabetes? I said, no, I was going to this particular doctor for 5 years. And I took blood tests. I took urine tests. Never once did he ever said in any type of form or fashion that I was a diabetic. And if I had known that, of course I would take care of it. I go to all my doctors. Some people, you know, have something wrong with them, and they don't take care of their health. I'm the opposite. I make sure I go to all my doctors. I know you have to eat healthy. You know I can't eat candies and potato chips. I can't mess with salt. So I'm, like, on the mainstream with everything. You know what I mean? And I do try to take care of myself. Some people...
And not trying to cut you off, but this is definitely not a health show. So we just want to kind of... We're sorry that you have that. But I just wanted to find out what you want to do with
that. No, I'm fine. I'm still
here. Yeah, so I just want to know what you want to do with your portrait. You say you want to sing it. So to me, I don't understand what the difference between reciting poetry and singing is. Because to me, when you sung it, to me it sounded like... It sounded like you were just singing. So, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out the difference between the two.
Okay. When I came out here, I'm going to explain this again. I have a book. I don't sing with my book. I write, you know what I'm saying, and I read from my poetry. From time to time, when I go on the show, I sing from my poetry book. But my book is just a book that has the poetry in it.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what do you so you said your dream is to go on and do a show in the public. So how far are you from that? Have you tried to work toward that?
Well, as of now, because I'm from Jersey City, there's not really any poetry places here, you know, that like you would have in California or maybe New York City. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, very limited. So the thing is now trying to find a spot that you can go to do your poetry.
Okay.
And when that time comes, I will be more than welcome to get there because you can always get a ride from somebody to take you there, you know. So, but like I said, that would be my biggest dream.
Okay. Well, we definitely thank you for coming on the show this evening and sharing your story with us. Is there anything else that you wanted to say?
Yes, I would just like to say that, like I said, my book is Music in My Words, and you can find me at www.innerchildpress.com. My name is Rosalyn Jerry. You can find me anywhere on Facebook, and I'm in like over 100 poetry sites. So if you want to reach out, I'm more than happy to take you on as a friend. And I do thank you for allowing me to come on your show.
Hi, well, thank you for showing me. And I'm trying to figure out, D.D., how come our girl is not here, Cotton. She's the one that came up with the subject, and she's not even here. So just wondering, unless her number has changed, I don't know. It may have, and she might be listening to me and probably cussing my ass out. I'm just wondering, you know, what the number is. But if anybody, before we go any further, before we let Rosalind go or before we go further in the segment, there's a couple of callers here that may have a question. And if you don't, just say you don't. But don't hang up, please. Area code 810, do you have a question?
Hey, Red, this is Toy. Hi, Ross.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm sorry, I'm late.
You got any questions?
Ross, have I ever asked you, because this is like the second feature I had called in to support, have I ever asked you how you got your start, you know, in poetry?
No. Actually, what happened, I started off with writing poetry through New Writers. And William S. Peters had seen my poetry, and as time went by, that's when I was offered down the line what I like to produce a book, and it was actually done on the air. And then from there was the production of the book. And he also is through Inner Child Press.
Okay.
Well, we definitely want to liven this up a little bit. So what we gonna do, Tony? I mean, we need some shit to liven this shit up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we need Miss Cotton. Calling Miss Cotton. Where are you? We need to go down the show. So we're gonna be talking about
good pussy
and bad pussy. That's the next segment. And she's the one that came up with the subject, how can a man tell, or what does a man look for, or all that, and she wanted these answers. So we wanted to bring them to her, and for some reason, she's not here. So is she backing out? Is she not here because she doesn't want to be away? So we need to get her on the show. So anybody know Cotton's number? Call her. Get her. Anyway, we'll try to get her in between now and the show. But we got about 30 minutes left in this segment, so we definitely will get in that if she's here or not. So, Toya, if you want to hang around, you know you can. But let me ask these other – there's some other callers here that might have a question. There's a 201 area code, and I'm going to say the first three, and that's it. I'm not going to say any more because we don't want to put you out there. 780, do you have a question?
Hello?
Yes. You're on the radio. Do you have a question?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, this is Reggie. I'm just a friend of Roz. I'm just really calling in just to give us some support, you know, just listening, that's all. I wasn't really going to say anything, but since you called me.
Thank you very much, sir, for the support that you have given us, for giving her and everything, and we appreciate that. So you don't have any question? That's it?
Good night. Yes.
Okay. Well, we thank you, sir.
All right. Okay.
All right. So let's try... let's see, we got a couple other numbers. We got a 707 number here. You have a question?
Yes. Okay, I understand that you were saying that you have a regular book and you've added poetry to it, right?
This is my regular book. It's called Music and My Words.
Okay, and I just want to know, is that like a biography, fictional, nonfiction, or you know what type of book is it?
It's just a book with all different type of life situations in a poetry book. It's just been released as of August 1st. You know,
that's
it goes from like that. It's all things from domestic, erotic. It goes from, you know, life stories, happiness, childhood. It's just a mixture of different poems that I've put together.
Okay. So you got a poem you got right now?
Yes, I do. I have to pull it out.
Can you say it without singing it, though? I mean, not that you can't sing, but I just want to hear the poetry.
Well, after you had made the statement, I wouldn't have sung another song. Nothing personal.
Well, I don't want you to sing another song. I want you to do some poetry.
No, I understand that. It's different on different shows. I'm just trying to pull it up. I said everything is different on different shows, so that's understandable.
Right.
Could you give me 1 second so I can pull it up?
While she's doing that, while she's getting her poetry, like I said, we have all types of people and all types of things that goes on the show. We definitely like to have your talent. So anybody who's out there, if you want to come on the show, the basic thing that you got to have is you have to be published. So if you're an author, we definitely want you to have something that's published already. Or if you're a poet, something that's published, or whether it's audio or if it's a book, and we definitely want you to be able to, you know, talk about how you got started and came into the game and all of that. So we definitely do support, and we definitely want to help all those that are out there that's doing some things. So, you know, so don't if it seems like we're being harsh, we're not. We're just giving her a chance to put out her work. But I just want to get something different besides just singing. I wanted to hear something, you know, another piece of her craft. That's all. So everybody understand that. So are you ready?
Yes, I was just waiting for you to finish.
Okay.
I just wanted to call Chocolate Sarah. Do you know what time it is? It's time to get in that position. You feel me? I drop myself onto the bed. Oh, my. I love when you blow sweet kisses over my body. Tease me. Spank me. go lower, babe, until you hit it to the right spot. Mm. I love the way that you hold me. I taste your long, hot tongue. You're making me sweat. I love it when you make me feel like that. To feel like a real woman, seeking to fulfill all of my desires as we are torn between the sheets. Whisper to me again the way you like it. While you continue to suffer between my shh, be quiet. It's time to lift and lather me up. Wet my body, baby, as the room fills with steam. Oh, you make me run. A stream of love between my legs. Oh, I want more. When it comes to the chocolate syrup.
You're red. You have to mute somebody,
man. I'll help you later.
Ring, ring, ring.
Are you still
there?
Yes.
Is that your music? Is that something in your background?
No, I don't have anything in my background. But somebody has something. I didn't want you to hear the phone.
Alright. Okay, go ahead.
You got it.
Okay, ring, ring, ring. Damn, what does this mean? I woke up and look around, breathing hard. Wanting more. Was all of this a dream? It's time to go back to sleep to see if I can catch up with my boo and my chocolate hot syrup dream. In peace.
DV, what do you think?
I don't know why you keep doing this to me, man. I told you I am a poetic retard, all right? There's nothing about poetry that I understand. Now, there's I understand that, you know, poetry is an amalgamation of emotion and circumstance. You know, I get that. But I'm a book person, man. Like, you could read the most profound poetry, and I would give you a rock face with a question mark above my head, man. That's just me.
I understand. I do.
I'm lost.
I hate to be
insulting because, you know, people pour their souls in their poetry. It's just, I'm one of them knuckleheads that I just don't get it. I just don't. You know, and I guess that's you know what I'm doomed to be, Negro. They just you know
everybody has their own way of doing poetry, how they present it and stuff. So you know, she presents it her way. There's some that are a little bit more vibrant, a little bit more with feeling. And then it depends on how you want to give it. So you know, some people they get real sexy with it. They get you know, it's just how they want to do it. You know. Some people are spoken words. Some people are poets. You know, some people are both or whatever, you know. So, I mean.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but she had a question. She had a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, since this is the first time my show, like, when you do your erotic, like, how do y'all do your erotic on your show? Like, you know, just how intense. Like,
Let me ask you a question. You, mm-hmm. It's your poem, right? This is a poem that you wrote, right?
Right.
So. The passion has to be coming from you the way you want to get it, how you feel it, because I can't tell you how to do it. That's one thing about poetry. If you write it and you're presenting it and it's with your feelings, then you have to present it the way you do it. I can't tell you how to do it.
Oh, no, I'm not asking you how to write my poem, just that when I was trying to read it, you know what I'm saying, then it was the noise. So I just wanted to know.
I don't know where that noise was coming from. That was somewhere else. I don't know where that was coming from. That was probably somebody who I had the mic on. I took the mic off. I had to find out where it was coming from. So I apologize for that. But that's not something that we normally do. Now, when you hear that sounder, the Batman sounder, that's usually for a reason. We do that because that's how we do it. But the thing is this. When you present yourself and your poetry and your craft, you have to present it in the way you feel it. Just like if I was reading some erotica from one of my books, then I would do it the way I want people to feel it. Because I want them to feel that, you know, if I'm saying that he's sticking his dick in her ass, I want them to feel that he's sticking his dick in her ass. No, I have to say it the way I'm doing it. You see what I mean? So you got to present your poetry
the way you want us to feel it. So if you feel like when you were saying and all that, to me, it was like you wasn't giving me, you were just reading it. I wasn't getting any, you know, he was fucking me. He was, you know, you see what I'm saying? So you got to do it the way you get it. You know what I'm saying?
But see, it's, to me, it's not even like that. Like, I like, you know, that's, you know, Red's point of view. To me, it's like this. Suppose you walk into a church on Sunday, and, you know, the reverend is, you know, the deacon, he's preaching his behind off. You know what I'm saying? But you're just not feeling the message. But then you walk into a church down the street 3 weeks from now, and, you know, this preacher is the end-all and be-all. It's like everything he's saying, you feel it. That's how I am with poetry. I walk into a different church, and I'm just not feeling what the preacher's saying that Sunday. But then, you know, there will be one every once in a while that'll catch me, and I'm like, man, I can get that. But overall, those are the few and far between. You see what I'm saying? And it has nothing to do with you. It's just, you know, I'm a poetry retard. There's some things that I just don't understand.
Okay. Well, let me see. I'm gonna make a dial. So you're going to hear a phone ringing here, okay? I'm going to see if I can get Miss Cotton on the phone and see if she can help us out here.
She's going to give you a voicemail.
She probably will. We're going to see what's going on.
The number you reached is no longer service.
But you understand what we're saying, right? When you do your poetry, it has to be the way you do it. We can't tell you how to do that.
No, I never said that. I just... How intense, how far do you go, you know, with your poetry?
We go as far, we go real far. We take
like,
it all the way to the limit.
Rig,
so if you want to say he opened her ass, I mean, you can say whatever you want on this show because it's explicit. This is Blog Talk Radio, but it's Word Sexy Radio, and it's Grown Folks Radio, so you can say whatever you want to. It's not going to get bleeped. It'll be just like we fucking said, just like that. So if you got something you want to give us, that's fine. Or however way, you say you had a loved one, you can do love, whatever. So are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just trying to get my computer to open up. And for some reason, it's not doing
that. While we're doing that, DV, if we don't get Cotton, man, I mean, we can talk that subject. But the thing is I definitely wanted to have her on. And we may have to get Toy to come in. Toy, you still there, right? We may have to get you on this subject because we're going to need a female
in this conversation
because we're going to definitely be talking about that because, you know, we want to get the male side of it with the female side of it, but that's in 22 minutes we'll be talking about. And I was hoping that she called. She's the one that came up with the subject, and I can't get her. But maybe she will call in. Maybe she won't. But the thing is she wants to know, what's the difference between good stuff and bad stuff? Or good pussy, bad pussy, whatever. I mean,
usually.
So we're going to talk about that. But we're going to give Miss Cherry one more poem to do. And then she's going to tell us how to get her book. And then we're going to get into it. So, and I understand DV, he's not really into poetry. I mean, we have poets on the show. But what we expect when you come on a show like this, you want to bring your all when you can, and not saying that you're not, but I'm just saying, anybody who's listening, if you're coming on and you're going to bring it, you need to bring it, bring it. That's what we do.
I mean, it's like this, Ray. You know how it is. If one of us can walk away like, damn, you know, I can feel that, then who knows, you know, for those people who are in love with poetry, who knows? You know, you may be the next million-buck seller. But for me, I like, you know, it's just like a brick against the side of my head. You know, it don't hurt as much, but, you know, I'm just like, oh, okay.
Right, I understand. And to me, I understand where you're coming from. It's got to pull me. It's got to move me. Okay, so we got my friend here, 707. Go ahead and speak, sweetheart.
I'm 770. You got me on?
I got you, baby. Go ahead.
What's going on? Lita Brown, and I'm actually enjoying the show. But I have a question for Cherry. I'm wondering, do you go to spoken word at all? And I also
I have.
Oh, okay, and I also wanted to know, how is your audience receiving your poetry?
To most places that I go to, I never had a problem. You know, I'm there with a lot of other different poets, you know, and we just go there and we recite and we do our thing, you know. And some people probably would say tonight, well, she's very low key, but everybody has a freakiness in some type of way inside of them. You know, I more or less was thought that it was a discussion of the book. And like I said, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. I'm not knocking. And I'm also
Before we go any further, nobody's dogging you or knocking your poetry. So don't even think that. Nobody is saying that.
I didn't say that at all. I know
what she's saying. It's kind of like the atmosphere. Whenever, you know, you play to the atmosphere that you're in, if you're in front of a large crowd or even a small crowd, there's this sort of intimacy and a way that you carry your voice. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of hard to do the same thing when you're on the phone with people. You know what I'm saying? We can't see your movements. We can't, see your passion.
TV, that's bullshit.
Hey, that's real. Hey, you know how it is. Hey, like, whenever you've done a book reading, right, Red?
Listen to me. If you got feeling in your poem, you're going to present it the way you feel it. It doesn't have to have anybody in front of you.
But that's true, but not for everybody. Because, like, let's see, if you were to read a chapter from one of your books right now, it may not have the same passion if you was in a room full of 20 beautiful women. I would it.
Well, it depends.
You know, it depends. You lying, man. You lying.
I read it with the passion that I have. And I'm not saying, if I have a passion about what I wrote and I'm trying to get you to understand it, I mean, it'll probably be better if I'm in front of 20 women.
Yeah, probably. You're going to put on the red, sexy voice. You're going to go like 3 octaves lower. You know what I'm saying? You're going to, brush your beard a few times. It's about the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so BB9, I need to find out what side you on now. Because first you was on one side.
I play
on
no side. I'm equal opportunity.
So, Nolita, you still there?
I am.
Okay, so the question, did she ask you a question?
Yeah, she did. She did. Okay. And I agree. I wasn't trying to, cut you or anything. I just wanted to know because, listening to you tonight, I came in at the middle of your song, but listening to the second reading, I do think that you need to try to grasp your audience. You want them to, be captivated with every word you say, whether they like poetry or not. Once you're done, then they should want to run to buy your book because of what you said, right here and right now. And I know, it was a lot of noise going on, and so it was kind of hard to hear what you had to say, but I would love to see, your passion behind the words that you're saying.
Okay. Toy, what you got to say is you are definitely a poet, and you have had experience with Miss Cherry, and because I see a lot of interaction with you two online and everything, and she does a lot of poetry every day, and I enjoy it. So that's the reason why I wanted her on the show. So what is your opinion?
I just say
we're not judging you, Miss Cherry. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
All I have to say is I have heard Roz spit with other shows. Something on this show is kind of throwing her to the side because on the other shows that we have been on and I've heard her spit on, I mean, she will leave you breathless. You'd be like, wow.
I'm going to tell you what the deal is. We don't give questions out on Word Sexy because nobody knows what's going to happen on this fucking show. And we do it that way on a purpose, and because we want to come with your A game. That's the reason why we do that. Because people come in here, they talk a lot of shit, and they always say they're going to do something, so we want to bring it. Nolita, when you bring your people on, we want to bring your shit. I'm telling you right now, so you stay on the show, because we're going to let you in the second segment here as well, since you're here, since Cottman got her ass here. We're going to need you here to go against you, to go on with this compare and contrast about what pussy is better. Good, what's bad, what's good, and what's bad. We're going to do that. So would you mind hanging around for that? Did I scare her away?
Is she echo?
No, she's still here. Anyway. She probably, left. Anyway, but really, seriously, I think that it could be nerves for this show because, like I said, this show is a little different. So... we don't want to scare you. We want you to bring your thing. So Would you like to give us one more poem?
Are you ready for me?
Sure.
Okay.
Give us another poem. And also, there's some people that's asking for your information because they like what you're doing. They want to get more. So we're gonna give you the we're gonna have you put that out as well. But go ahead and give us one more. Okay. We might even have a question for you. But
Go ahead. I'm gonna back that ass against the wall. That's right. When you coming up the stairs, I can hear you. I can hear those keys in your hand. The pussy is popping. That's right. I know as you turn around, you looking at me, I can feel the heat. That's right. Come up a little bit closer. I want you to pull my hair, drag me across the floor, straight to the bed. I want you to put it all in. You know, I could be that type of animal that could scratch your back. You want to play with my pussy cat? I'm going to let you lick it with that long tongue. And what about those fingers? How many are you going to use? Are we going to start off with 1, 2, 3? Are you going to stimulate my mind? Are you going to go in for 4? Are you going to take it raw? That's what I like. I want to spread open my legs. I want to do it doggy style. You want to flip it up and down? I got something for you. Yeah, this is Mama talking to you. Come here, Daddy. I want to turn around and see the essence of all my beauty. You know what? You better grab that whipped cream. That's what I'm talking about. You forgot about that chocolate syrup? Did you warm that up to put all over my body? Suck on my nipples one at a time. Now with motion to the potion, insert me. Thrust after thrust. Go in hard. Stimulate my mind. Oh, yeah, we gonna bump it. I don't give a damn about the goddamn headboard. I don't give a shit about if the neighbors are listening. I just want to fuck. Are you gonna fuck me the right way? Are you gonna turn around and stimulate what I'm saying? Huh? I'm trying to hear you. Our breathing is getting harder. Oh, I'm feeling it, but it's not enough. I want you to go harder. I want to hear it louder. I want you to just fuck me like there's no tomorrow. You know, when I sit back and I'm sitting there and I'm watching with my legs wide open and you got your face all up in my valley and you're licking my click. I love it in and out, licking like a lollipop. That's right. That's what I want. Bring it. You know, you want to talk about that cock? Let me turn around and suck that side to side. I want to lick to the base, to the head. That's what I'm talking about. Give me some more. I'm not done with you yet. And then I want you to drag me back, doggy style back again. No, this time I want to flip you around like a propeller, like a helicopter. I want to land on top of that dick. I want to thrust real hard, grab my hips, launch it, do it hard, stimulate, hump me, thrust me, fuck me, do it, do it, do it, do it in the raw. But, you know, I'm not done with you yet. Oh, no, we're not even done. And then when you turn around and we fall on the floor, who gives a damn? We just keep going on. Now I want you to turn around and watch me again. See my shadow? You see my nibbles as they're starting to get hard? They're on the rise again. Did you come yet? That's what I'm trying to say to you. You want to play some more? Because, see, this pussy is nothing but candy juice. I'm going to squirt it all out in your face. Are you ready to come? You want to play this game? You know, I want to deal all the cards. I'm your queen of heart. Are you my spade? Are you my dingo lover? Can you? Will you bring me some more of that good loving juice? Will you turn around and pull my hair? I love it when you pull my hair. Oh, yes, yes. And now you're grabbing the part of my breast. But you know, that's all right. Because you done turn around and pop that cherry. How nice of a delight. I thank you. And you know what? This candy is always ready for you. In peace.
Now, see how you did that? You put some feeling in that shit.
Wow.
And it wasn't even the words. It was just the way you presented it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. Okay. DV.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't in the poetry, but that delivery was different, wasn't it?
Hey, remember on the Steve Harvey Show, that song that they always used to sing, When the Funk Hit the Fan?
Right.
That was the difference. You know what I'm saying? She brought personality to her words. You know what I'm saying? And that was the only difference. And every time while she was saying it, you know, I was singing that Steve Harvey song, "When the Funk Hit the Fan," you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, you know, it's simply that the way that you said the words and the passion that you put behind them. I'm still a poor retard, but that was still pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Raj,
yes,
sis, you know I love you. But right now I'm feeling like you are bad influence because when you talk about whipped cream and all of that, I wanted to go get some whipped cream and some chocolate syrup and, you know, do some self-pleasure to myself, you know. But, wow, you brought it.
Self-pleasure?
Yeah, thank you, sis. Unfortunately, my computer didn't, you know, come back on, so I was something on the top of my head that I brought out. And, you know, I do have it in me, you know, just that sometimes it is what it is. And I do appreciate, again, for being on the show. I really do.
Sure.
And it was really nice to more for you gentlemen.
Oh, no problem. Brittany, you ain't gone yet. Hold on just a second. Go ahead, Toy.
What was that?
I know you got something to say. Go ahead.
I'm still speechless, so give me time to recover.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you that. Now, DV, just so you know, Cotton says she's calling in 2 minutes. I'm going to see if she's going to do that. We're going to get this shit going. And I'm ready to talk that subject, but I just wanted to make sure that our guest was comfortable. When you come on the show again, because we're going to have you back again, when you come on the show again, just be yourself. That's all you got to do. And if you get it like that, just know that when you're on Word Sexy, you ain't got to worry about what you say. You just say what the fuck you want to say. You can say that shit. It ain't a problem. We cuss. We do whatever. If that's the way you get it across, then fine. If you don't have to cuss, if you don't want to. But what I'm saying is, however a way that you would present that poem if you was out in the open somewhere in a show is the way you should do it here. You don't have to be holding back. You ain't got to be worried about somebody going, you know, can I do this shit? Ask before you come on. That's what we try to get people to do. Sometimes people come on the show and they don't know we're explicit, and then they get embarrassed. So we don't want to embarrass nobody, but we let you know this is grown folks radio, and we do that shit here. So it's okay. So how do you feel now that you let it out like that?
Oh, I feel very stimulated.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. My juices are, you know what I'm saying, at full bloom right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello,
sir. All right. Okay, well, we got 7 minutes. We'll just give a chance for you to tell people how they can get in contact with you if they need you to come do a show or if they just want to get your book, the name of your book, how they can get it. And also, you're welcome to stay after that because we're going to be talking this subject here in a minute. And it looks like we're outnumbered right now, DV, so we're going to find out what the deal is because we're going to get on that subject, but just go ahead and tell people how they can get your book and what they can do. If they want to get you to come.
Okay. My book is Music in My Words. It's through www.innerchildpress.com. Or you can go to HTTP, okay, www, with the period, innerchildpress, with the 2 slashes, Roslyn Cherry, PHP. And you can find me anywhere on Facebook.
Okay, now what I'm going to do later on, I'm going to send you a message because someone called in that is a poet, and I'm not going to say their number on the line, so I'm going to give you their number. She told me to give you her number. Her name is Kay Marie Statfield. She's going to be on the show in the future, and she wanted me to give you her phone number. So I'm going to do that, but I won't do it online or on the air. So I'll give it to you after the show on Facebook when I send you this segment, because you will get this segment, you know, for yourself. But, you know, you're welcome to stick around. And, Nolita, are you going to stick around?
Yeah, I'm sticking around.
Okay, so we're going to give you a taste of Word Sexy since you came on. And, of course, Toy, you know you're welcome to stay. DV, we're going to get this thing going after this song. I'm going to play something real quick, and then hopefully by then we'll have Cotton. If not, we're going to get right into it. Is that all right?
All right, I can dig that.
Okay, all right, that's what we're going to do then. Since y'all was getting hot, we're going to play something sexy for you. That's what we're going to do.
I made my decision.
This right here is I Want You by Flo Key.
You
so we're going to get a little hot now.
There's nothing else that needs to happen.
I want you.
excited, sad to hear you're invited. Listen to me, take it slowly, take it baby,
take it baby. Decision. I'm ready. Full compromise. If you're cool with me, you can go through what you need to go through. But I want you. I want you.
Welcome back to We're Sexy Radio, and we got Miss Cotton on the line. Go ahead, Miss Cotton. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we are glad to have you because we've been going through with some poetry here, and we've got a great guest on the show, Miss Roslyn Cherry. She's been doing her thing, and we got a couple other poets. We got Toy Honey here, and we also got Lolita Brown, and of course we got Mr. D. E. Head here, who don't like poetry at all, so his ass has been talking.
Never said that.
about poetry all evening, and we wanted to hear, because we got this subject we're going to be talking about. And, of course, I've been doing this. So, what's going on with you? How you doing?
Hello?
Are you doing okay?
I'm good. I'm real good.
Well, we're waiting on you, because this segment right here is about you and your subject. Who's pussy? What's the difference between good pussy and bad pussy? So we're going to talk about that. You want to kind of start that off with us?
Well, I thought about this because I was watching this comedian, and he asked the women in the audience, do you have some good coochie? And I said, well, now, how is the woman to determine if she got good coochie? Isn't that for the man to say whether or not she got, you know what I'm saying? Because
it's
but
what you talking about?
I'm saying that her stuff may not be good to everybody, so then how can you determine, how can she say her stuff is good? You need to ask
Let me say this, Cotton. Women always brag about how good their shit is. That's why they treat it like gold.
It's true.
Okay? So when you
that's my point. You shouldn't stand up and say, yeah, I got some good stuff. You don't know that. He might not think so. Let him see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do we know what's good and what ain't? We're going to talk about that tonight. So anybody who has a question to answer that, the number is 347-215-8539. We definitely want to know if you got the answer to what is good pussy and what ain't. Okay, so
that's where the men come in at. What is considered good and bad?
Movie, go ahead. What's a good piece to answer you? Go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah.
Did he walk away to
the bathroom?
Did he run?
Nah.
Hey, DB. DB, you gonna answer that question?
I can't speak for all men. You know what I'm saying? Because
what's a good piece to ask
for
DB? That's what I
said. Look, man. It's good when it's good, and you can't really say, you know, what's so great about it. Like, let's be honest, like. I've been with pretty much every color under the rainbow. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
And
there we go. My violin and shit. Okay, go ahead.
But, like, there's certain things that, you know, that, like, let's say white girls. You know, white girls may have some good pussy to me. You know, the reason why is because they ain't been with a dude with a big dick. Okay, I get that. You know, I'm an ass man. You know what I'm saying? If she got a fat ass and a great pussy, then I'm in love. You know, that's just me. But the thing is, because the thing is, it's like trying to explain it. It's just like, you know, trying to explain what make a star bright. Look, man, it's good when it's good. My thing is like this. If the pussy grab your dick, like she's sucking on it, then it is good. All right?
Because you can't get no feeling. Is that what you're telling me?
No, like, because, you know, nobody likes a hot dog in a hallway. No dude's like, hey, this is great pussy when I can't feel nothing. He lying. He like, girl, I love this super wide, you know, girl, I love this super wide pussy you got. I can't feel nothing, but hey. You know what I'm saying? That brother don't exist.
So then that would be what's good in your eyes, like if it's tight, right?
Right, well, but it's not only that, because there has to be. Because it can be tight and smell something terrible. That makes it bad pussy.
Oh, there you go.
Or it could be tight and she got like an attitude problem. Well, I hate when women know that the pussy's good. And then, you know, like I don't hate that, but I hate women who know that the pussy's good and they don't want to do no work. That makes pussy terrible. You know what I'm saying? So there it's not simply one thing. It's a combination of things. I mean, if you got great pussy and a flat booty, you ain't got great pussy. I'm sorry.
What's the connoisseur? Go ahead.
Yeah, if you got great pussy and a flat booty, it's not great pussy then. I'm sorry. That's just me.
I am a taster, and I got a smell right. If the shit ain't
so, yeah, the smelly pussy is your number one X.
So, you know, when I'm tasting it, I can determine, me, myself, you know, whether it's good or not, of course. And then, of course, the feeling is there, too. You want it to be tight. But thing is can sloppy ass be good ass?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you.
Y'all trying to keep y'all mouths. There's two other women on here.
Like, real talk, Red. And like, okay, in all the women I've ever been with, you know, the thicker the woman, the usually the better the pussy. And that's just from my experience. That's just from my experience. I ain't saying fluffy. I'm saying thick. All right, there is a difference. You know, my friend like women 300 pounds plus, and I'm like, those is chubby buddies. I get that. You know what I'm saying? He like, you know, big girl. Okay. But 300 pounds is a bit too much for me. But if she is thick, you know what I'm saying, then that's usually the best for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind. What's up?
So when
you
think
a girl 200?
200 is fine.
You think a woman with a 300-pound woman,
but she has to be, you know, okay, I'm going to say it like this. 200 pounds is fine if she's height-weight proportional. She can't be 4'3", 200 pounds. No.
Okay.
Now,
what about five,
now you're not
six,
thick. Now you're fluffy.
So, look, I'm
going
to tell you, I like women, too. But my thing is as long as her stomach ain't bigger than her titty, she all right with me.
But she got a shape. But you mean she got a titty dude, but her stomach stick out from her titty dude.
Stomach, a little titty. Now that shit ain't gonna work. You know that.
But wait, I'm gonna tell you from my Red. Women with big titties usually gotta have a big stomach because they're gonna have back problems. You know what I'm saying? You need to perch them joints somewhere. You need to perch them jokers somewhere.
No.
Wow.
No.
Not always, but back problems do develop.
That's what we're supposed to be talking about. What determines good pussy? What determines bad pussy? We need you to call in. We need some men to call in. The number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Section Radio. We got somebody who is on here that is probably trying not to let somebody know who they are. So we're going to see if you got anything to say. Caller with the solid number. If you hear me speaking and you have something to say, state your name and where you're calling from. Of course, you don't know if I'm talking to you because you got your shit covered up. But anyway.
So just a black number. You got a question.
Yes, all one. You don't have a question? Okay. Is there anybody out there bold enough? Okay, I'll tell you what. Lolita, since you're a guest and you're here, and we're going to get Cherry, Miss Cherry as well. She's still here. Okay, so let me ask you, from your experience, and you seem to be a very nice-looking woman. I've seen a picture of you today. You look very nice. Do you think you've got some good pussy? I don't know, that's a bad question. You might be married. I'm going to ask you this shit. What am I doing?
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway.
She like, click. You might be the
answer to that. No, she's still here, but... If you don't want to answer that, you ain't got to. But I'm just trying to figure out, because he's trying to get the answer to this question that's hot and has posed. A woman posed this, not me. So I want everybody to understand I didn't come up with
this. A woman posed this because we have the tendency to use our sex as a tool, which we need to stop doing.
But see, men will tell you. But see, this is the one thing.
You can't think you can. Huh?
You can have garbage pussy, and a man's going to be happy. Some men are just happy to get some. They're going to tell you got the greatest thing between two legs just so they can get in between them.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
That's not the truth.
Is your pussy good?
Huh?
Is your pussy good?
Well,
I
will never tell you if it's good or bad. I would have to tell you that you would have to experience for yourself in order to know that, because each individual person is different. See, you may not get the same thing that the last person got from me because of who you are. See, the last person may have got something real juicy, and you may not get that, or vice versa. So it just depends on the person I'm dealing with and how good he is based on what I'm going to give him. I can't. Yeah,
that's my answer. I like that.
You said
a woman like you come up with some shit like that, because some ghetto ass bitch ain't gonna say that. She gonna say her shit is fucking good, no matter what.
This is true.
But that's just the thing. That's just the
thing. I know it. Okay,
all right.
That doesn't say it's good. I think that it's just confidence, because you're not. Who wants to sit there and say my stuff ain't good? Or
yeah,
you have,
I know.
You know.
My shit is terrible.
No, Lita, is that you?
Wow.
I didn't mean to bust you out and shit. Or that toy.
Oh, it's okay. That doesn't speak to much confidence.
I wasn't going to
bust
you out.
But that's just the thing. I wouldn't tell you. It's not. If you're asking me that, then that means you don't need to know because you ain't been there with me, so that's none of your business.
Well,
that's,
I ask you that
that's my thing. No, I'm not saying you read. I'm saying any man that's like approaching a woman in that manner, because usually that men don't do that and walk up and say, "Is your stuff good?" Why? Why do you need to know that? That ain't none of your business. We ain't even dating.
But see, all right, Cotton. Tonight we all girlfriends. All right, we ain't men.
Okay, we all
you ain't women. We all girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
We talking
one more call.
Straight up.
I want two women. I think I know what this is, and I want them in on this. Come on in, 713.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this my
Red and Cotton TV. Hello? Yes.
How you doing?
Melody.
Melody. Her name sounds like this would be good. Now, anyway, go ahead. Oh. As you know, with the subject here tonight, how does a man determine good pussy versus bad pussy? Now, I'm going to tell you from my experience, there have been, and it hasn't been a lot, but there have been a couple of people in my experience that I have been with, they shit just was fucked up. They didn't know what to do with it. So it was bad pussy.
See, there you go. But see, that was for you to say to her. That was for you to determine whether that was good or not.
I'm about to say, that's not for him to say. Red wouldn't be walking today if he said that.
No, I'm not saying not to her. I'm just saying, but that's for you to determine. She can't walk up to you and you say, "Is your stuff good?" And she say, "Yeah." You get in the bed with her and it's not.
But I'm gonna tell you, Trace
was
all.
It was just terrible. It was just terrible. Anyway, yeah, that's what happened.
This is the one thing.
Like you said, most men, not all, and most men will take the shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because they just want some pussy. But there's some bad shit out there.
But see, this is the thing, and this is what all men will tell you. As long when you take care, the number one thing is you take care of your shit. If you're not washing or douching or cleaning, then you got bad pussy. Period.
No, I'm not telling that shit. I ain't segregated. I'm going to tell you right now.
But see, all men will agree to that. Now, there's some dudes that's just like, man, this pussy, I'm going to get it.
I ain't taking this shit, and I ain't going nowhere else.
But this is the thing. I know women who have taken that extra step. They did their Kegel exercises. I know people who are sticking ginger root in they cooch, and it's like, oh, my God, y'all taking it to that degree. Yeah. I never heard
that
either, but
you know where that comes from, right? It comes from a lot of activity. When women do a lot of activity over the years, determines that smell and shit now. Okay?
Right.
That doesn't mean, well, yeah, it does. It means they've been with a lot of people. So if you take care of your shit like you're saying and doing all these things, you won't have that. But when you're just out there and you're just doing some shit and don't give a fuck, you know, it's going to be like that. And it's up to you to determine if you want that shit or not. I mean, I guess I'm at the age, I ain't just gonna fuck anything. Because like I said, I know what I like to do. So if that shit, if I get down and I'm smelling some shit before I get there, I ain't doing that.
But see, we was all at that age where all pussy was good pussy. You know, as long as you was getting it was great.
Care,
you know what I'm saying? But wait, you grow up and you get past that. But there's the thing. We all, as every man would tell you, we all have, you know, little requirements. And not every man is the same. But as long as you take care of yourself, that is rule number one. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you got, you know, hallway coochie. You know, a man, if you take care of him, it smell good. That man like, shit, this is good pussy until, you know, she can grip me one day, whenever that day may be, if it ever happens. You know, I love it.
Ladies,
that's what
Kegel's
are for. That's what Kegel's are for.
Determination on that too, as well.
Say that again.
You hear my question, ladies? Doesn't your diet have some kind of determination on that as well?
Yes.
Which
you
can into
yes,
your
it
body.
Does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So
because odors come out. Odors come out. Odors
yes.
come out.
It's sweat. It's covered up all day. When your feet covered up all day, they're gonna be funky.
If men eat some bullshit, it's going to be their nuts. Let's just face it, okay?
Man,
so
you got funky nuts, just like I got funky nuts. All
right?
We don't wash them things after sweating. They're going to be funky. And nobody want to lick on funky balls.
I'm talking about spam now.
Or, you know, you can, and then somebody that has too much salt in their diet, you know.
Right.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Pineapple to itself.
But I do want to say this. You're going to go wrong, so. So this is what we do. We can't get wrong. Now, is Robert still here?
Yes, I am, and I would like to join in because I'm
You want to join in? Well, you're not doing the order. But you can join in, baby. Go ahead,
No, no, you know, I'm talking about the pussy popper. See, the pussy.
You gotta know who I am now. You gotta know who I am, okay? All right.
Yeah, I call it the pussy popper. Now, let me tell you something. When you're with that woman and that desire is there, and I'm talking about clean pussy, because rotten pussy, you're not going to even touch it with a 10-foot pole. And I'm talking about that pussy that is like a delicacy, okay? It takes that mojo and make that head pop. It's because the pussy is popping. Now, we could turn around as you submerge that cock and go in and we could lock down on your shit. You understand what I'm saying? Lock it down and we're sucking it in. That's the pussy doing it. Because, see, pussy done tore up the clit already. Okay, so they already got plants. So now, okay, and you sit back and you're like, there's some good shit here. Okay, and you know that you have hit the gold mine. And when I said hit the gold mine, the stimulation is there. When you have a dried up pussy, you don't have nothing. Okay?
Yeah.
And the pussy popper, okay, she's going to pop. She's going to squirt. Them juices going to come out so massive, you're going to be like, damn, I have right here rapid waterfall. Okay?
You have I know we have pussy all the time. That shit to me is, I don't like that. I like my shit.
Okay, now I'm going to say something. Again, we're talking about the art of lovemaking. Now, some people, or I should say some men, they like to take their time, and that's all right, too. But I'm talking about when you're both together, and it's that ecstasy is going on really strong, then that's the beauty of it. If you turn around and you're making love to that person and there's nothing there and you're doing all the work and she's doing nothing, in the same way with a woman. And she's like, okay, I'm doing this and I'm doing the best as I can and I'm working my thing and there's nothing, then you have nothing. So, you know, to me, the stimulation is everything. A lot of people are not into foreplays. You know, for some people, that's part of the thing. Whipped cream, you know what I'm saying? Chocolate syrup, there's ice.
All
ice
that.
Is everything, okay?
All
ice is
that.
Okay? And you know what I'm saying? That ice is something. Okay? Now you imagine if you turn around, you got cold water in your mouth and you taking care of that man and not one drop is coming out that woman's mouth, but yet it's to the base of the man's head.
We call it a boiler maker. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that. Boiler maker. Okay, but let's talk
or if you take a banana and put it in your mouth, chew it very nicely.
Here we go.
Go
that
in for it.
You're not trying to get somebody fucked up. I'm talking about some good ass pussy. Ain't that the question?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well.
Good. Is good? We ain't talking about fucking dick. Now we're gonna talk about that next week. We'll talk about the dick stuff. We'll get on that next week. But this week.
Fred and DV, I have a question for you.
All right.
Have you ever had a snap back?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Answer it.
He said he answered. He said, oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, wow, DV. See, we learn something about DV every time.
Yes, the answer to this question.
You ask the right questions, you get the right answers.
The answer that we have right now is, it depends on the woman whether it's good or not, or how she gives it to you, or whether it's going to be good or not. Is that what you're saying, the answer to this? Because every man's got a different feeling. Like you said, some people like it sloppy, some like it a little tight,
right.
Some like it, you know, I mean, to me, good is it ain't real sloppy, because I don't like all that bullshit. You know, I get past that. That's why I go down first and do my thing that way and get it the way I want it to be the wetness that I want it to be.
Right. It's the same as a man saying his you know, stuff is good. Well, you can't tell me if your stuff is good. I haven't tried it yet, so. I haven't tried it. I haven't tried it, so you can't tell me if your stuff is good. Don't just assume that what you used on the last girl is going to work for me, because I might want something a little different, or I might want something more, or I might want something less. So I'm just saying to get out of that, we need to get out of the habit of saying our stuff is good. Don't add too much to it. It's like somebody telling you, ooh, that movie is so good, and then you go see it, and it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't really like it.
Because it's your own opinion, is what you're saying.
Right, like,
people need to
start right.
Nagging about this shit. How good they are. That's why I never tell a woman, you know, they ask me why I call myself Red Snapper and all this shit. They want to know what I
Yeah, he said, because I eat that fish.
Then it goes into this thing about, can you do this shit? I don't know what to buy, because I know what I can do, okay? I know what I can do. But I'm not going to sit up here and be trying to be like, I'm all that and shit, because, you know, I want you to see. If I want you to see, if it's for you to see, you will see. But you got some people out there, that's all they do is brag about what they can do, and they can't do shit.
Yeah, you real disappointed when you find out the truth.
They can't fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to be, if y'all don't like what I'm saying, and y'all don't have to stay on the line and listen, but I'm just saying, you got a lot of motherfuckers out there that talk this shit, and they can't do it. They can't fuck the good.
They can't, they can't. They can't. They really can't. I'll tell a quick story. I'll tell you a quick story about myself. There was this, he was a fine stripper guy. He was an ex-stripper, and he used to be in the club all the time, bartender. Finally, one day, you know, after flirting with me, he got with me, and we got home, and it just didn't work out. Brother said, I'll call you. I said, oh, don't do that. Please, don't do that.
So what was okay? What was wrong? What did he do wrong that didn't turn you on?
Number one, it's like the bragging thing is never good for me. Don't do that, for one. But he wasn't able to touch all four walls. So if you can't touch all the walls, we got a problem. To at least be able to touch.
Okay, all right, what else?
No motion in the ocean. No,
he didn't know
no
how to
motion. Nothing, none of that. His focus. And I'm, you know, every woman is different, but his focus was making sure he was satisfied. They had nothing to do with me.
Well, that's because he thought he was a stripper. He thought he was all that, and he thought he was muscular
exactly.
And all this shit.
That's not true. Not all people are like, not all dancers are like that.
Yeah, not all of them. It's just individual men, and I think at some point you have to understand that it should be about pleasing the woman first, because of the two, she's the harder to make have an orgasm. You could pretty much, she can make you have an orgasm real easy, but her, you got to work a little bit harder. Therefore, if you want it to be good, you need to focus on pleasing
like
her, then
well,
pleasing
see,
yourself.
It's not even so much as
you always see on this show.
In order to please a woman, and the easiest thing to do to please a woman is to get her to put her guard down. There's this expectation between a lot of women. The first time you lay down with a man, if you don't already like this man, or you know you kind of like this man, that he better make you come, or he better make you climb, or he better be doing something special. Once you get a woman to let that wall down, whether it be by deception or whether it be by, you know, actual feelings, then it is so much easier. And I hate to be the guy to say it, but I've done it numerous times where, you know, you get people to bring their wall down. I used to turn women down, women who I knew who I wanted to have sex with, women who you wanted to have sex.
Yeah.
They used to say, you know, I used to get them to the point where they hot and heated, and then I'm like, you know what, I'm not ready for it. And I'd turn around, and I'd walk away, and I'd leave them hot and horny. But wait, let me finish. And then once you leave women hot and horny, they're thinking, okay, well, maybe it's something with me. Not all women, but there are a lot of women who have never been turned down. So they're automatically thinking, well, maybe it's something wrong with me. So the next time a woman come at you and the next time things get hot and heated, her wall is down. That wall of defense that she put up, that wall of expectation is already down because she like, he done already got me hot and heated, so now let's see if he can finish the job. And once I've got you to that point, the job, you know, it's not that hard.
So the game is to turn it down once, and then she'll work harder to get your ass.
Well, it's not always once, but the thing is, if you leave a woman to the point where she's already hot, and you leave her because like I said, women aren't used to being turned down, and that's what it is. It's not even so much as that she's horny.
That's true.
It's just that
that's
she's like,
true.
Wait a minute, you know, I can't believe this dude turned me down. So now she's already let down that wall, because all women think men are after is sex, and all men are after is pussy. Once that, once they get that out of their head, then their guard is down. And once that guard is down, it is a whole lot easier to please that woman,
yeah,
because now the expectation.
I agree. I agree. But the thing is most women, when they see you, since we're going in that action, a lot of times when they see you, they already decided if they're going to give you some or not. It's how you're going to get to them that in the way that they want you to
right,
get to
them.
Right,
but even when they're thinking they're going to give you some, you still have something to prove.
You throw in this other thing that they're not expecting, that, well, I like you, but I'm not going to fuck with you now. So either they're going to think you're gay, or they're going to try to figure out what's wrong with your ass. The guard comes down, and you get the pussy.
But either way, if they're going to either try to convert you from being gay by having sex with you.
Yeah.
Or they're going to have sex with you because you keep saying no.
Yeah.
But, DB, before I forget to say this, you should say that. Like, I'm not sure if you're married or you got a woman, but you should say, let me finish. You know, in the middle somewhere there, when you know. Because that was.
Melanie.
That was such a turn on. You should say that period. Let me, hold on, baby. Let me finish.
Melanie, you're still here, right?
Hello.
Melanie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
What is
I'm
opinion
here.
This? What is
oh,
your
my God.
This?
Well, for me, I guess I am. I guess I don't know.
Melody, what is good pussy? What is good pussy?
Good pussy is, I think it's the whole experience. I think it's the attention paid to that partner. I think y'all are into each other. I think y'all are attracted, even if it's on the surface, if it's just physical, or if it's, you know, a little bit deeper. I think that to see this person's effort in pleasing you.
I knew she was going to take it to that level. I knew it. Okay.
To see this person's effort to please you, you can tell they're trying, you can tell they're into it, you can tell they want you to climax, you can tell they want you to make them climax versus count, watching the clock, you get it yet. You know, that's a kind of an exaggeration, but you can tell when you're with somebody whether or not they're into it. And I think that I experience 100% of the time with somebody, you know, whether even if it's a side piece or if it's casual sex, you know, there's a reason casual sex is popular, and it's because of the connection. It's because, you know, you're pleasing that person in that way, and it ain't every day, and it's a treat. So to have that, you know, even with the Benoit balls and practicing on the Kegels and all the technical stuff, I think that's awesome. But I think that if you're with me and you know I'm 100% there with you the whole entire time, that to me is GP.
That's why she's
that's
kryptonite.
A good point.
That's why she's kryptonite.
Kryptonite. You notice she mentioned the Kegels, so
I mentioned Kegel earlier.
Duh, so both of y'all on the same page.
No, like, you know, you hear a lot of women talk about it nowadays, more than I used to, because, you know, back when I was in college, everything was ginseng, because, you know, it was kind of, you know, psychosomatic. If you had ginseng, then you were going to last longer, and if you believed you were going to last longer, you usually did, you know, and it's kind of like the same thing with, you know, Kegel exercises. The more you do it, the more confident you become. Whether it does something or not is irrelevant. The bottom line
is
it's
not irrelevant.
Provide,
if you're doing it right,
no,
it works.
Yeah.
And you
tighten it, especially
it's
after
confident.
Having children.
It's confident.
And after
because if you have if you've had kids and your coochie is loose, then you automatically thinking that, you know, if the man is not climaxing within a certain amount of time, then it must not be good. But if you do Kegel exercise and he's like, oh, man, this is great, it's a confidence booster as well. It's a, you know, it's something
yeah,
that's
yeah, one
internal.
Complements the other. He notices the difference. He says, that's great. You say, oh, that's great. I'm going to keep doing
it. A man going to say it's great regardless.
No, one hand washes the other.
One, a man is going to say it's great regardless.
I hope he said more than just it's great, because I don't know.
Do the Tony the Tiger routine.
Right, there you go.
How's my pussy, baby? It's great.
Speaking of climax, I'll hold off on that just to get the woman to come. So a lot of women, just like we want them to come, they want us to as well.
Yes,
when we
do. Yes, we do. Absolutely. Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost insulting.
To get you back into the game and back into it again, if it's a game, and we don't usually talk game on the show, but since we're there, sometimes that shit works really well because it makes the woman want to come back. Well, damn, I got to get this motherfucker a nut. Because his
That's
ass,
true.
He, that
is true.
Ain't good, or he's a punk or something. Let me get his ass again.
But then for some, it becomes a mental thing. It's like, am I not good enough? What do I need to do to try to, you know, now they're on the hunt to try to figure out what they need to do to get you to that point. But it's almost insulting when you're with a man and he doesn't have an orgasm with you.
I think it's insulting because and I guess it's a part of the stigma with women turning down sex. It's insulting because the expectation is, and at least in this society, that the man will come usually more than once. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Usually around one and around two, and you know, one person's trying to tire out the other one, or he's, you know,
right,
trying to get you. You know, I agree. You got an intense session, and you kind of waiting for dude's proclamation, and you like, okay. You know,
well,
not wondering where his head is at and who he's thinking about.
Yeah.
And you're
right,
like,
exactly.
Man, whatever.
That's it.
You come, get pissed off. If you don't come, they get mad because you ain't come. What the fuck do they want?
Everything.
We want to do
this. If
to be as vulnerable in the bedroom, that's a turn on, to see a man to break down.
Right.
That is the hottest shit. That is so hot to have somebody,
right,
just you see them.
But wait a minute. There,
you know,
is nothing wrong. Because what? Women don't climax all the time and they still enjoy sex. True or false?
It's
true or false?
True for us. It's true.
Okay,
for
then.
Us.
No, it's
not. But
not
for
because
you guys.
It can be true for any man. I enjoy sex, and I don't climax all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's not because, you know, the pussy's not good. It's simply because it becomes a focus game. You know, I want her to enjoy herself. And there are times where, hell, you know, I just don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you why. If you don't climax, women fight harder the next time. You know what I'm saying? To get, and they really, and they willing to do all the nasty stuff then.
We already went through that already. Did you hear that?
If your woman didn't come? Would you be insulted if she didn't orgasm?
This is the thing. I don't
Wouldn't you
mind,
be insulted?
But see, if it became a regular occurrence, yes, I would be insulted. But there's a difference between not coming. There's a difference between not coming at all and not coming every time.
Well, we're talking about one incident where the man does not climax. You say, oh, sometimes I don't want to come. And then I say, well, are you insulted if the woman, one particular time,
no,
the
I'm
woman
not.
That you're with,
because
if she doesn't climax?
Because,
you're not
because
be
if we're doing something,
mark?
All that matters is if I know that she has climaxed before, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay,
if
so you're
past
and
point,
present. You can't do that. You can't do that
but
because
no.
it's cheating.
No, it's not, because if
it
there's
is.
A
if
history.
You can defend a
no,
man's
no.
Right
okay,
to
if
not
I met
come.
Somebody, if I met somebody tonight, and you know we had sex and she didn't climax, would I be insulted? Probably. You know what I'm saying? But I'm
okay,
not.
Okay, so
but
you
see, this is the
women.
Thing. But this is the thing. There, if a man doesn't climax the first time, he's not going to tell you. He's not going to be like,
he's not
yeah.
Gonna call back either.
My point exactly.
But that's like you.
That's so true.
In my point.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Did I miss something?
Yes, you missed a whole lot.
Yes,
a whole lot.
You ain't coming back to the what?
No, she's talking about that. Me. If a man doesn't climax every time they have sex, then there's a problem.
No, I didn't say that. I said I was playing off of your example of the woman that you randomly met and took home, and you said. You'd probably be disappointed if you guys hooked up and she, you know, had fun but didn't orgasm, didn't come. And
used.
But see,
and
women are allowed to do
example.
That.
I just played off of that example.
Right.
And
no,
like,
and
well,
then
I
said, Greg, this is what I said.
If a man told
a woman the very first time that they had sex, that she climaxed, would he say that he didn't? I said, hell no, because he'd never get called back. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the truth. There are times where I've had sex, especially the first time around, and y'all still trying to feel each other out, where I didn't climax. Did I tell the woman that? No, because women take it as a personal insult when that's not what it is. It's just that as a man, you already fit the stigmatism of being the, you know, you don't want to be the one-minute man, the five-minute man. You don't even want to be the dude that they talk to their friends about, like, oh, well, you know, he ain't even make me come. Because now, you know, it's your pride. You know what I'm saying? So you do everything you can possible that first time around, and sometimes while you're doing everything possible, the last person that you're focused on is yourself.
Well, I think it depends on the person. I think it depends on how sex is, how sex is communicated with that couple. I can't speak. I just know me.
You know, all that what y'all
saying
is right, but I'm going to tell y'all what I think. Some of this is this. Age has something to do with it. And another thing that has to do with it is when you get older and having control of being able to do that, if you're trying to satisfy a woman and you're really into this woman and you're really trying to give her the sexual satisfaction she needs, and you know, sometimes you may hold back and don't climax and all this stuff. But a lot of times as you get older, you know, I'm not gonna say it gets harder for you to climax, but it does get where you'll be able to hold out longer and you'll be able to do things a little longer. So it all comes with you taking time out and just find, like you said, filling that person out and seeing what it is that how it is that you make love with that person. So you definitely got to make sure that all the things in place, you know, because when you're younger, you can shoot four times in one motherfucking session and shit and be the jackrabbit all day long. But as you get older and
you know, goes down, you got all, one good one. This is all I got.
Women just need to understand, you know, that happens. Just like we want women to come. Because it's a thing that we're this man that made this woman come, okay? You know, we want to make sure she really came and not faked it. I don't see how a man can fake an orgasm anyway. But anyway, you know, it's just I just think that, you know, the goal should be that you get with this person and you feel them, you make love to their mind first before you make love to their body, and hopefully when you get somebody that you can work some things out where you can help each other so that you can get there. And I can understand women not... They feel like they're inadequate if the man is not coming and shit. You know, I mean, if it's happening all the time, then yeah, it is probably a problem. But it doesn't necessarily mean that if he's not doing it all the time that he doesn't care about you or he doesn't want you. It doesn't
Thank
mean
you.
That.
Thank
so
you, words of wisdom.
You got to really understand it's not that, you know. But yeah, they want to see it. They want to see a motherfucker shoot out and shit, you know. They want to see it just like we want to see them come, you know. So it's you just like you said, like Melanie said, you just got to fill the person out and y'all get together and y'all talk it out and you work it out until you get to where you need to get with each other on that. But that's why you can't just be having a random fucking
story. Relationships, we supposed to be just be talking about pussy. Right. All right, y'all getting all technical and mushy.
I know, we were supposed to talk about what's good pussy, what's bad. So the end of this, because we got 20 minutes left, to me, good pussy is pussy that I can, that tastes good, and when I get down there on that shit, and then when I'm feeling it, it feels good, and it's just great. I don't
so
like
tastes
sloppy,
good, feels good.
I don't like smelly shit. I don't like, you know, that's me. That's how I determine good pussy. So every man has their own way. DB has his way that he determines it. A woman, all day, all women that I know always say this shit's good, but most of the time this shit ain't. It's how they work it. So, I mean,
it's true.
We have to
how they take
that.
Care of it.
That too, but you can take care of it, not smelly and everything, and still can't fuck. So
yeah, but
you know,
that's not taking care of it.
Along those lines, what do you guys feel about waxing and Brazilian waxes and landing strips and going bare and what is it? Because I know, you know, there's a kind of cultural aspect to that. Certain populations like certain things, and for y'all, does it, you know, being clean shaven or bushy or, you know,
clean shaving.
And assumed clean. Assumed clean.
Yeah, I feel you.
70s are gone. I don't want to see an afro. I want to see some clean shaving. Or it could be a little patch down there, a little bit, you know. But my thing is it has to be groomed. just like y'all want us to be groomed. Well, men don't usually take care of this shit like they should. But we need to start looking at that too. Because women, you want women to get down on you. You want to have this big ass afro down there. You know, you want to make sure that they want to be able to, you know, go down on your ass. So you want them to take care of their shit. We need to figure it out.
All right, like, I see it like this. Remember a scary movie where, you know, he got off her chastity belt and her bush flopped out? That's bad, all right? I don't ever, you know, because the more hair that you have, the more sweat and germs and things that are going to accrue. You know what I'm saying? But make no mistake about it. I don't need anybody with a bear pussy because I want a woman, not a child. Children have bear pussies. Women do not. And that is just my philosophy. You know, I think we're getting to this point where, you know, everybody's looking at Coochie's blanket bear, and it's like, ugh, you know, you know what I'm saying? I see that as something that children would do, that children have. Women are supposed to have hair down there. You know what I'm saying? Just like men are supposed to have their hair down there. I'm pretty sure if you saw a man shave, you know, bald from, you know, from his stomach down to his balls, you're like, dude, ugh. Maybe that's just me. I think a man should have hair on his balls, you know, but... In closing, I always feel like
it's just you, man.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. You know, clean, like, I think you should always, like, I think you should trim. I think every man should trim. I don't think every man needs to shave. And that's just, like, that's the same approach that I have with women. I think every woman needs to trim, but not everyone needs to shave. You know what I'm
saying?
Okay,
and that's me's philosophy. That's not everybody.
That's because you like children. You pervert.
Damn children.
I'm joking, I'm man. You know, I hope somebody ain't tuning in and be like, oh, I got to call 1-900-KIDS on this fool.
No. I like to make sure I'm down there on some clean shit that I can play
pussy,
with.
You eat. I mean, you make a profession out of eating pussy. So the hair, the more hair that gets in your mouth, then, you know, the worse off you are. You're like, yuck, I don't like hair falling in my mouth. I get that. You know what I'm saying? But I just, like I said, I prefer women to, you know, or not prefer. It's mandatory. I want a woman.
Bald.
I don't want a child.
You don't have to be completely bald. And I did say that earlier. There can be a patch there or something that's trimmed, a shape of a heart or whatever she wants to do, a railroad trim. I don't care. You had to be completely
cupid.
What I'm saying is I want it to where that she's letting me know that she wants me to go there. It's got to be clean for me to get to it.
Now, a hairy booty, on the other hand, must be non-existent. There is nothing worse than a woman with a hairy ass. Oh, my God. Yuck.
Damn.
That is just awful. You got a hairy booty, then you just shit out of luck. I'm sorry.
What kind of women you fucking with hairy asses and shit?
But, hey, I've seen it. Believe me. I've seen, like, ooh, it was traumatic.
Oh, man. Okay. So, we got 17 minutes. I think we lost some people. Let's see, who's still here? Is Toy, you still here?
Yes, I am.
So what? You haven't said a word. You've been back there laughing.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit.
Quiet as hell.
No, Roger is still here. We lost.
Wow. No,
Lolita,
I'm here. I'm here.
Todd's still here. Melanie's still here.
I've heard Richard Pryor say on a comedy, one of his comedy stand-ups, he was talking about pussy, good pussy. He was like, a woman had told him, some man she was with, said that her pussy wasn't good. And then he was like, okay, any woman in here who don't think their pussy is good, let me try it out. That's what he said.
But see, it's just like, you know, it stands to reason. All pussy is not good pussy. All dick is not good dick. You know,
that's right.
It's up to the individual to determine that. You know, now women, you know, and Red said this earlier, women do it all the time. Yeah, you're not all women, but most of the women that we encounter, you know, they, before you even be like, you know, you don't even have to say, you're just talking about sex, and all of a sudden she's like, yeah, my pussy good. You know, and it's like, oh, God, not this again. Promises, promises, promises. And usually the ones who have to tell you are the ones who have the worst. And it's
so
just like, God.
You gotta make this shit like it's gold, and they use it for propositions and
yeah, you know, like
these countries and shit, and
you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah, I run countries between these guys, son. You know,
no.
I topple empires. Like, what
yeah,
are you selling to Troy? Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But what
then
I'm saying is, if
it ain't worth a damn.
Cotton said it best. If you have to, if you kind of have to pronounce it,
she can't fuck. That shit is terrible.
Yeah,
it
kind of like, but like I see, you know, Cotton said it best. If you have to pronounce it, you know that you got the world's greatest pussy. You don't, because if you do, you ain't trying to tell everybody. You know what I'm saying?
You
want to keep it to those few that deserve it.
You don't have to tell nobody. You just do what you're doing, and that person who's blessed enough to find out will find out if it's good enough.
And I'll tell you what, if you got the world's greatest pussy, ain't no man letting that go. That's just real.
I tend to believe that all good and dick and pussy is good to somebody somewhere. And that's just my very optimistic take on it. It may not be for you right now, but it may be for somebody else somewhere else. So, I mean, good man,
you got a flat booty.
Great conversation, whatever. It's great conversation, but I think everybody that they match is a matter of finding it. And when you find it, recognizing it and holding on to it, if that's what you choose to do.
Well, I ain't found none yet because nobody wants to do me.
Oh,
please.
If I had
Red.
My violin, man, I would play it right at this moment.
You don't need to play no violin. Red just got off a cruise. I know it's a whole bunch of women that was trying to get at him.
You know. Well, he had no way to get away from them. It was either deal with it or jump off the ship. So.
Right.
Okay, so I can't even lie good. Okay, but anyway, I can't even lie good. But you're right, though.
You're right. You're not. Because you write erotica, too. You was on a cruise, and you write erotica? Come on now.
And you know what? I always thought the snapper in his author name meant that he stinks.
Oh.
What? Mention that again? The snapper stinks. Is that what she said?
Yeah.
No, that means that she stinks.
Stinks, stinks,
stinks.
Stinkity stink.
I'm missing something here. I don't know what I guess I'm hearing the wrong thing. I don't know what the fuck she's saying. What is going on? Okay, we'll just leave it like that. Anyway, like I said, so I guess did we get an answer? Cotton, are you satisfied with the answer that was given for this question?
I think we got some really great answers. So good is the motion, the tightness. The
cleanliness.
The cleanliness, and whether or not she's let down her walls.
It doesn't even have to be tight, but that is an added benefit. You know what I'm saying?
Added benefit, a bonus.
Right, right. Because the thing is not every woman's gonna have like a pre-baby coochie. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. But the thing
is just shrunk again.
Yeah, but if it's funky, you're gonna be single. Whether it's tight.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you right now, if I smell this shit before I go down to it, I ain't going down.
Yeah, if you can smell it through the drawers, then womp, womp, womp.
So,
it's going to be a tragedy.
So
and then you be fine as hell, and you get with it, and you're just anxious, ready to get with it, and all of a sudden, you get this shit. I'm not sure who said it earlier.
So what? One of the ladies said earlier was, it's good to somebody somewhere, but in that particular case, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're doing everybody a disservice.
I don't know. Some motherfuckers don't take that nasty pussy. They go and enjoy that shit.
Yeah. But they, like I said, there are some people who are just happy to be getting it.
Just happy to get
it.
Yeah,
that's all.
Ew, that's just so nasty.
Somebody going to do it. I heard a dog barking. Okay.
I'm standing outside.
Oh, okay. You know, damn, did it get hot to you? Anyway.
Yes, it did.
It's just amazing that the subjects we talk on this show, and we just love it. And we're just glad that y'all are able to come on here and be grown and do that, because some people they're just kidding. And it's just like that. So, you know, But I'm glad that y'all are.
I think people should start teaching some of these young boys and ladies about that type of stuff because they all think that they can just in for it, and you can't. You can't just go
right.
in
I really
for
just,
it.
I really just want, okay.
You think you're doing the right thing, you know.
I also think it's just a part of growing up. You know,
yeah.
I think those lessons should be learned in failure of it all. When a woman has to tell you, I hope you didn't think you knew what you was doing, or you sure as hell didn't act like you knew, you know, what you was doing, and you saw all this shit. I'm disappointed. You know what I'm saying? Lose
yeah,
my
you know,
number.
I didn't really
sometimes the
really
lesson
like
isn't, yeah, it's in the failure. It's in being turned down. It's in,
yeah.
in being humbled. You know what I'm saying? Just because your favorite rapper talk about it don't mean, you know,
that is,
you can get, that's it. That's just all you need to do is flash $100 bill, and she just going to, you know, it don't work that way.
That's
yeah.
why I don't ever brag about what I can do. It's not that I ain't confident or nothing like that. I just want you to see for yourself. If you're going to get to that point where you think you could take me and do, we go to bed together and we do that, then
I agree.
You find out then.
I agree. If you're good at anything that you do, you don't have to brag. You just show.
And then
I
my thing is, I'm going to tell you real quick, because I know we got a little bit of time, but I got some hater frat brothers, and I'm saying it. Because these motherfuckers think that the only way I'm getting all his ass is because I write these books, and they think because when you write this shit, that's the only way you can get to them. That's how shallow their ass is, okay? I was fucking before I was writing books. I mean,
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Stalwart.
He's so eloquent.
You know what I mean? So why do I need to write erotica to get some ass?
So y'all heard him say this right now, that he's getting all these women because he writes erotica. So his earlier statement is definitely voided. Right.
Like,
ooh.
You know, you this shit following me, but I want some quality ass.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Wow.
You know, they just want to see if you can fucking do what you say. You know, the quality shit is somebody that want to be around you, ride or die, is what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. That's different.
I don't want it yet. I guess I did put out there I'm getting ass on when I said I wasn't. Okay, well, you know. The cruise was great, and I'm going on another one, so I guess.
Yeah, the cruise was great.
I'm going to Jamaica next September, my birthday, but then there's the Super Bowl cruise that they're trying to get me to go on in February, so I might do that too. I don't know. I know I'm going to Jamaica in September, but the Super Bowl cruise, they're going back to the Bahamas again for that weekend. So it's a weekend cruise. And they want to do that shit down there, spend the night in Kingston.
Hmm.
Oh, Nassau, I think it is. Nassau. They want to go to Nassau. Right.
Yeah.
So I was down there in Nassau this last trip, and I'm going to tell you, it's wild as a motherfucker. And all them chocolate women down there, boy, damn. I was in heaven. And with the accents, too, and you can say anything you want to them. They like, it ain't like the women here. They just, these people just fall all over your ass. They just want to do the freak and shit. So, you know, you can say whatever the fuck you want to them. And anyway, it was fun.
Did you drop your name and tell them who you were?
I did kind of put a little bit of that out there, a little bit. Not much, because.
You should have told them that you knew DV and Cotton and Melanie. That might have helped.
I think it would have. I probably would have got some if I'd have said I knew.
You
would have
probably got stabbed if you mentioned my name.
All that would do is say DV hint. Them motherfuckers would pull their panties down and all kind of shit.
Why I gotta be that guy? I am not that guy.
Didn't he say you would have got stabbed if you had mentioned his name?
I'd have got all kinds of ass. DV here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I went to St. Louis and shit. Well, hey, I missed that trip, man. My brother was in the hospital. He's doing good. I thank everybody for the prayers. But, you know, I really wish I could have made that because I'm sure that Red was looking for her down there.
Yeah, they were. Look, they were asking about you. A few people asked back, as a matter of fact. So your name was thrown out there.
No, James, you know, and all of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't listening no more. I don't care what's going to happen. I got to be there.
Yeah.
You know, I got to be somewhere. I know she's not doing another one here, so it's going to be somewhere else. Wherever they're going to do something, I'm going to try to. Next year, it's definitely going to be some travel, some book tours. And I got a conference call. Melanie, I got that conference call thing, the free conference call thing. So what I need to do is probably sometime next week or so, I'm going to be sending an email. I need to get y'all email addresses so I can send y'all the conference call when I get ready to set it up so we can talk about this relationship book that we want to do. Everybody's
That's
still interested,
cool.
right?
Have you looked at the blog for the radio show? I left a link on the Facebook page.
Can you talk about that a little bit real quick? Well, we've got about four minutes. I thank you for the logo. The logo is beautiful. I thank you for that.
No problem. I put it together just because I felt like, you know, it would be a way to have offline, off Facebook way, I should say, for people to kind of anticipate the show. And it's a shell. Like, I need, you know, your information read, your bio and your picture. And I did set up a Gmail account, though, for Word Sexy Radio. It's wordsexyradio@gmail. So,
okay.
You know, you can,
well,
you can have your I was trying to get in contact with you so that I could get, you know, get more info and give you the email information, too, because
I left you messages on Facebook.
Let me say this real quick, because I know, Red, you're going to have to go in a minute. Is Roslyn still on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, so don't forget to let her say what she got to do. But quickly, Red will be interviewed on Poetry Love Letters on October the 28th. So I'm interviewing him so I get to ask him all the hard questions.
All right.
October 28th. He will be in our clutches, and I will get to ask him all the questions for 1 hour. I have you.
Oh, damn. You're going to have me for an hour? Okay. Okay. No problem. You're going to get with me, though, for real.
Okay, wait till you crash that show.
I want to give you my picture.
You better rest up, Red. You better rest up.
I'm going to rest up. Because when she talks shit, she talks shit. Okay. So I will definitely, see, you don't even talk like you do when you do your poetry, because that shit, I'm going to tell you. When you talk the way you do, like you did that damn his lips and shit, I ain't going to be able to answer a goddamn thing. I'm going to tell you that right now.
The intro is, I think, probably, well, I think the intro is pretty bad, too. Or bad okay. isn't good.
Okay, well, we'll see. but Melanie, I'm going to look at my Facebook. You try to get with me. I'm going to look on there and, I will send you that information that you need from me.
Please. I'll probably end up calling you, too, but...
In my bio. You got my number, though? You got my number?
I think I should have it. I switched phones, though, so I'll check again. If not, just text it, you know, get on Facebook and send it to me. But,
I'm going to do it in a few minutes.
Yeah,
so I need to... We'll get off the air, huh?
Okay.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead and finish your words.
No, I said just... Yeah, no, I said just let me know. Give me your number. And
okay, I'll
check your Facebook messages, please. And check the website, please, sir.
Okay, well,
TV
the website on there because I need to know how to get to the website.
Yes, I'll put the link on your page. I put it in, I put it on your, it should be on your page. And it's also on the email. If you go to your Facebook email, the messages from me, it's there too.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go check that shit.
It's Word Sexy Radio. Yes, Word Sexy Radio. WordPress.com. That's what it is.
Oh, damn. Okay. Okay, we got 90 seconds. Y'all heard her. Or did I just hear her ass? Anyway.
You just heard her.
I thank y'all for coming over. Y'all always make this show so fantastically well. And that's not even really a right way to say shit, but I did anyway. And we thank you, Roslyn, for coming on the show. And I hope that... like I said, nobody was trying to dog you out. I hope you didn't take it that way because we weren't doing that. We just wanted you to show yourself. And when you did that last poem, you brought yourself out, sweetheart. We thank you for that. Always deliver like that, the way you want people to know. Okay?
Thank you so much for the invite. I appreciate that.
How can we find Roslyn?
Roslyn?
Yes.
Because you need a couple of seconds. Okay.
How can we find you?
Most of the time I'm on Facebook. You can find me in New Writers. You also can find me through Inner Child Breath. And like I said, it's Music in My Words. That's the name of the book. And again, for that link, it's www.inthechildpress, or you can go to http://www.inthechildpress.com/RoslynCherryPHP.
Okay,
cool.
Well, we thank y'all for coming on.
All right.
I'm going to
guys, have fun tonight.
Have a good night, everybody. Yeah.
Lost without you, me and you are the only threat to us, till death to us, I'm standing next to you.